Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. We do thank you. I do appreciate everything that you guys do for me. I mean, you allow me to, you know, broadcast this great show, right? So there you go. And today's show is going to be something else. Guess what? I don't have just one guest. I have three guests, okay? So we're going to get to them in a minute. I think you guys probably can see that we're on a Zoom, so you don't just see me, you see three other people. You see, you're not going to get to those people, right? I'm going to get to them, okay? So let's just go, let's talk about, we're show number 51. Did you even know that? I mean, who would have thought that I would even get to this point, right? But I'm blessed and happy that I actually got to this point. But I can only do it without people, you know, that have been on the show, people that have supported me, you know, despite what's going on. I mean, people still support, people still listen. You know, the two people that listen, I do appreciate you, the two people as well. So, but without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do the show. So, because I'd just be talking to air. It'd just be me talking. So that wouldn't be a good thing. But we got three people on the show, and I just want to mention who they are real quick before I do this industry kind of news. I mean, you know, everything is about the virus and all that stuff. I understand that, but we're trying to, you know, maybe break stuff up a little bit. But we'll see. But anyway, Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising, is one. And you know what? Why don't I just do their bios real quick, okay? Let's just do that, right, if you wouldn't mind. Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising. With over two decades of career experience, she is dedicated to helping businesses by creating long-term strategy, growing sales, revenue, implementing process improvements, developing organization. I'm sorry about that. I may be talking a little louder, but I just moved my microphone, so hopefully you can hear me a little better. She also helps individuals advance their professional development and gain clarity, confidence, and direction along their career paths. She holds a Bachelor of Science from Cal Poly Pomona, Bachelor of Science in Business Administration from Cal Poly Pomona. Why is Cal Poly significant? Because I went there too. There you go. So she must be good if she went there and I went there too, right? So. But she has a wealth of experience in the CVB space, which she will talk about as well. Then we have Samuel Thompson, VP and partner of Sync Meeting Management, which is a full service meeting and event management company. The simple idea, the idea is simple, excuse me. Let Sync Meeting Management do the heavy lifting. Okay. So, but that's not all what Sam's about, right? He came from Marriott. He was there for probably started as a, from what I understand, a desk clerk, worked his way up into sales, went into national sales for about 8 to 10 years, and then branched out on his own with one other partner, and that's Matt Diamond. So they're doing great things, and we're going to talk to him about that as well. Then we have Miss Michelle Avery Murphy. Now, the thing that gets me about Michelle, okay, She's founder and chief groovy officer of Avery Murphy LLC. Now, if that's not, if that title is not enough for you to want to know more, I don't know what to tell you. But when I saw that, I'm like, this girl, I need to have her on this show, right? So there you go. So she's the chief groovy officer of Avery Murphy. And I love the name Avery Murphy. It's like a law firm or something. I mean, it's a meeting firm, but it's a, you know, call a Avery Murphy, you know, it, I don't sound like a TV show. I don't know. Wasn't there Murphy something back in the day? Murphy Brown, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, Michelle Murphy has been in the hospitality industry for over 20 years. She founded Avery Murphy in 2009 and is an expert in hotel site selection and contract negotiations. Michelle provides professionals who plan conferences, meetings, and events with the research and intelligence for selecting the perfect hotel site. By doing so, she is skilled at negotiating the best value so they can look good, give the organization money, and feel confident they made the right decision. Michelle has been awarded by one of the industry leaders. She used to work for Helms Briscoe. No, let me keep reading this. Helms Briscoe, their prestigious President's Club 5 times. Okay, she was a top producer of the DoubleTree Hotel while with Helms Briscoe in 2009, 10, and 11. I hope I said that right. She has been a sales professional with Wyndham Hotels, Starwood, and Intercontinental Hotels as well. She's worked with the individual business travel accounts and numerous group segments, including government, corporate, and association. So with that being said, I want to welcome those three people to the show. Can you guys chime in?
Thank you, Russell. Pleasure to be here again today.
No, thank you so much, Miss Michelle Carlin. Now, I can only see, maybe I need to set up my thing where I can see all four people, but I see Michelle. So whoever's talking, I can see them first. And just so you guys know, this is our first time doing a Zoom conference on live on the show, but this is the technology, right? This is what we're dealing with. So this is the only way that we can to still communicate and see people and not necessarily touch them, but at least we can see them and see their facial expressions and see what they think and see how they feel and things like that. So thank you so much. Sam Thompson.
Hey, it's an honor and a pleasure again. Last time we saw each other was beginning of the new year.
Exactly.
2020, but honored to be back on the show. And thank you for inviting me back with these lovely professionals on this call.
No, thank you so much. And Miss Michelle Avery Murphy, step to the mic, please.
Hi, Russell. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to see where today's questions take us.
Yeah, me too. That's a good one. Well, like I was saying, I'm not sure if I said we're show number 51. We're all about collaboration and connecting people. And I always say hospitality unplugged, hashtag hospitality unplugged. It's because, you know, we can say what we want to say. We can get to the bottom of some things, and today's not going to be any exception. You know, we keep things clean and we don't put people on blast and things like that, blast in a bad way. But, you know, we do want to talk about some of the things that are going on in the world today, not just in the world, but in our world of hospitality. And I guess that's kind of the important thing. So, but before we get into some questions, I just want to do a couple of quick congratulations and some shout outs. Congrats to Long Beach CVB for booking business. And that may be, isn't that what they're supposed to do? Book business? Yeah, but in this time, you know, people seem to be taking a back seat to booking business. I mean, are they still out there? Are they still doing things that they should be doing to book business? Well, guess what? Long Beach is for 2025, they have 8,000 room nights, but they booked it, right? So, and it was out there on social media, they posted it. And I think we need to see more of that and less of the we already know what's going on the news, okay? We know there's a lot of gloom and doom and things like that. And I understand that people have lost jobs, but I'm not trying to make light of that at all or discount that, because that is important as well. But we need to see that light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that people are still booking and we're still getting out there and we're not afraid to post things. So I do appreciate Troy Karnoff for National Sales Director with Long Beach for posting that on LinkedIn a couple of days ago. And I basically told him, I said, hey, we need to see more things like this. So please feel free to post things and I'll share them. I don't have a problem with that, because I think we do need to see things like that. A shout out to Arlette Garaby and Carla Almos, who are with Arlette is with Greater Ontario CVB, and then her counterpart or her partner in crime there in Ontario is Carla, who is with the DoubleTree Ontario Airport. They posted just something just to create some normalcy, because they're partners. They work together. They travel together. You know, one's with the CVB, one's with the hotel, but they work together. They work closely together. So they just wanted us to see that they're still working together, regardless of what's going on. They're still working. They're still doing what they need to do to bring business to their area, which is Ontario. So I do appreciate that as well. But I always ask, you know, and it gets back to what are we doing? And I mentioned this last week on last week's show. What are we doing? Are we open for business? I mean, are we telling people that we're open for business? Do people know we're still around? Are we still being relevant? I mean, what do you guys think about that? I mean, am I just, you know, just took my own horn? I don't know. But I mean, do you think that, you know, despite what's going on, we still need to kind of do business as usual if we can? And that's Sam, since I'm looking at you, Sam, you can take that first.
Ladies first.
Okay. Michelle Avery Murphy, please.
Okay. I actually have been reaching out to hotel sales professionals the past couple of weeks, and it's been an interesting journey. First, I was speaking to hotel sales professionals, and last week the calls were, Friday's my last day. Today at 3 o'clock, I'll be leaving. And then yesterday, when I was reaching out to folks, I was getting a hold of people, which really surprised me. Now, I was realizing I was calling Atlanta, Georgia, where they don't have a shelter in place yet. But the folks that I was getting a hold of, I was excited because they were working, and I was congratulating them because they are working. But they're extremely, the folks that I chatted with are stressed, very stressed, because they're a one-person show and they are fielding things that they, you know, haven't worked with, markets they haven't worked with, fielding deals that they inherited that they didn't know what the negotiations have already been accomplished. And as a former hotel sales professional, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people are cleaning beds if they need to, or helping out in the restaurant, because that's what we do in the hospitality industry. If staff is limited, everybody kind of rolls up their sleeves and pitches in where they need to pitch in. So that's been my experience with people. They wanted to be grateful that they were working, but they felt like they were already behind, and this was Monday afternoon.
Hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Michelle, you want to chime in?
Sure. So one of the things, Russell, that I would share is that really the more people can communicate, the better. I know some of the folks that I've spoken with are like, you know, please don't send me more emails. I'm totally inundated with emails. You know, so you have to look at other means of communication, but really and truly, when you're not communicating what's going on, you're a miss. And what I mean by that is it's better to have the information out there that, hey, your destination is open, or your hotel is or is not open, and what the circumstances are surrounding that, versus being completely silent. I have found in a previous experience with a natural disaster that the more people were silent, the less success they had through the crisis. And that is just because when you go silent, you send a message. Now, how people determine what that message is really in their own frame of reference, right? Mm-hmm. But I just would say that the more that these professionals in whatever place they are in the hospitality space, that they communicate as best they can. And all of us just need to understand that the situation is fluid, like we're talking about on this call today, and that it can change at any moment. And, you know, you may have given your word as yes to someone, and then 10 minutes later, it is now a no. So just being mindful and knowing that it's best to communicate as much as you can.
Thank you. Sam, you're up.
Absolutely, ladies. You know, when this all hit us, you said a key phrase, business as usual is what we're trying to push forward. But it's not business as usual. This is all new to us. And what's been great with our suppliers and the leaders of our suppliers that we report to or do deals with, we've been more transparent more than ever. We've been more vocal, more proactive, strategizing on possible future dates, shifting business to the third and fourth quarter. We've been more of a partnership more than ever, because everyone's trying to reach the same goal, is keeping people employed, keeping us all busy, keeping meetings pushing forward. So what's been great in short is the collaboration efforts. And it's been part of what we do every day anyways in this business, but it hasn't been as usual. It's been more of, hey, I need help here. And how can we help the hotel? Where can we shift this business that keeps this program moving forward in 2020 versus all shifting to 21 and calling the year a wrap? So it's been a learning for all of us, from our clients to us advising and our expertise, and in dealing with the hotel leadership and how they have to report back to ownership and GMs about what we're doing with business right now. So it's been, honestly, it's been pretty cool under these circumstances. It's been really encouraging that so many are willing to work with you and work with us to help our clients out and obtain a common goal. So it's been pretty interesting, but pretty cool at the same time.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. It's definitely not business as usual. But wow. But I mean, just to hear that, that's good to see that. I mean, you're communicating. So, okay. So from your standpoint, what have you done? Have you done anything differently than what you've done before to communicate with your partners, with your clients? And what are your clients telling you? Are they saying they want to postpone and cancel or cancel? Because we know, and please, if either one of you want to expound on cancellation versus postponement, because those are totally different things.
Absolutely. You know, you asked a very valid question. What have we been doing? I've walked in some of our hotels that we had programs with locally here in Palm Desert and walked in and sat with them face to face. Like, hey, are you guys closing? Give me a heads up so we can advise our client on what we need to do. What are your end of summer dates look like, or your fall dates, that if we shift this program, give me some optional dates that I can go back to my client and they can speak with their board members and talk about postponing versus cancellation. We've hit all of it. All of it has hit us. We've canceled programs and we postponed them. But we're trying to assess and advise our clients on the best possible course of action. Some of our clients can't postpone, as they have other quarterly or annual meetings that would bottleneck for next year. So we have to be sensitive to that and just doing a cut and paste job, moving it to next year. So it's a case by case situation, but we've gone in coming up with strategies and options for our clients more than we ever have. And then letting our clients bring that back to their board. And then we come back from those options and what's been discussed. And it's been pretty creative. It's been pretty, we've had more success in moving things and postponing versus cancellation, but we're just still getting started. It's not even April 1st yet. So we have more of those conversations to be had as if this pandemic continues. But that's what we've been doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Michelle, Avery?
Yes, we've been doing both as well. There have been some cancellations because it's date sensitive, and it depends on where the money's coming from and what type of organization it is. With grant money, the grant has to be fulfilled within a certain specific time frame. Corporations, they tend to behave in a way where they can, if it's not an essential meeting, they can cancel it. Associations are the ones where I'm seeing more that they need to postpone and are anxious to get things back on the books. The only thing that I'd like to add to what Sam has shared is we don't know when we get back to resuming things as normal, what that is going to look like. And I am hopeful, based on everything that I've experienced so far, that there will continue to be working together, because performance may not, we don't have any guidelines to, well, we do. 9/11. After 9/11 and after the financial crisis in 2008, association business was down about 30%. So we could use that as a guideline in postponements of future business to say that we anticipate that those will perform at 70% based on those guidelines. With corporations, don't know what that's going to look like because this is a whole new territory. So looking for flexibility, and then also looking for flexibility on the attendee and meeting planner side, because hotels haven't suspended operations like they have in this current scenario, and how are they going to turn back on, and what is that going to look like? So there's a lot of question marks, and I think, as Sam shared, it's all about working together and finding solutions together so that everyone can fulfill what they're trying to fulfill on behalf of their stakeholders.
Gotcha. Good point. Michelle, Carlin, I know your business is a little different. You're more on the consulting end, but how has it affected your business?
So some of the clients that I've been working with are on a pause right now, just dealing with these different situations that have come up. And I do work with different DMOs, as well as some different marketing and PR firms. And so what I have looked at doing is now expanding my service to provide companies, whether it's a hotel or, again, a DMO, as an example, with tools to help someone who maybe is a leader who has not navigated this type of situation before. How can I arm them with information to help them through this if they're managing a team? And then also, how can I help them look at shifting and adapting? I know we've already mentioned the word adapt, but I can't stress enough how important that is at this time, is just being in this mindset of things are fluid. And the more that leaders of organizations and even their teams, the more that they can grasp that, the better. So I'm arming these organizations that I work with information. And so when things settle down, what I anticipate is that I will then be not just working with them on, say, a strategic plan or maybe restructuring their sales organization, but really looking at in the future, how can they be better as a result of this crisis? It could be something else that comes their way that maybe just affects their particular destination or hotel, but that's what I'm working on.
Very good. Now, do you think, or let me just ask, and this question is for anybody, as what you've seen, I mean, it's, like you said, it's fluid. I mean, this is, you know, we're, what, 3 weeks into this. Are hotel partners doing everything they should to, I guess, get that information out, what's going on with them, communicating with us, meaning as meeting planners or consultants or whatever? And this is just, I'm just throwing that out there because we're a Hospitality Unplugged and we're just going to talk about whatever. So do you think, and then on the other hand, are you doing what you should be doing to communicate with them as well? So it's a two-way street. Anybody can answer that question.
From what I've seen in this short time of us experiencing this pandemic together, hotels have been pretty proactive in letting us know they're being furloughed. Sales managers are giving the chain of command. They're passing the baton to GMs or other leadership positions that are going to take over the account, the negotiations, any contracts you have pending, any space you have on hold. So they've been very vocal. I found it's been pretty seamless. Everyone is over communicating, and even to their credit, they're asking if they can be of any help, of any service. I'm inundated with emails of people saying if they can help in any way, let us know. And so it's been really a family affair from what I've seen from our hotel, our industry, just encouragement on social media, LinkedIn. It's been very positive with all the negativity going around with furloughs and layoffs and hotels closing. They've been pretty vocal and pretty outgoing about the situation. And everyone is just supporting each other and lifting everybody up. It's been good.
Good. That's good to hear. Michelle, can you take that same question?
Sure. You know, the thing that I would say, in addition to the business part, is I see people being more authentic and expressing their feelings and feeling their feelings. And I see the response is other people allowing people to do that. And it's bringing the hospitality back into the hospitality industry, because it's become so much of a business. I have a saying that I do with a workshop that where I help meeting planners understand revenue management, and hotels are for profit. And they are, the hotel owners, the management companies, the flags, they're all in business to produce a positive income. I am seeing some lemonade out of these lemons, in that people are returning to, this is stressful and I'm feeling stressed, or I'm happy that I commuted and there wasn't any traffic. Like it's it can run the spectrum. And exactly. I just am encouraged to find people actually feeling their feelings and expressing those, and not being judged by sharing them.
I like that. And I've seen the same thing too. I mean, I talked to someone, it seemed like every, at least a couple times a day, I'm talking to somebody from a hotel or from a CVB, and you know, they're as positive as they can be, because there's this furlough or a laid off situation looming over their head, and they don't know exactly what's going to happen when they go in. These people are still actually working. Their operations may be still operating, but it's just a. And some of them, they say, you know, it's just a matter of time before it happens to me. I mean, I couldn't even imagine what that feeling is, or what that even feels like, to have this kind of thing looming over your head. But still, they're going in, they're doing what they need to do. They're talking to clients, and they're not. And I brought this up last week, where, you know, this is not a situation where we should be selling. It's a situation where you should be. It's more of a, sympathize or empathizing with what's going on in their situation, or asking, how are you doing? You know, what's going on? You know, and it, like you said, there's more sharing of feelings than I've ever seen in the hospitality industry. And maybe this is, it could be a wake up call. You know, good, bad things, we always learn from bad things, right? Things that maybe weren't doing things the right way, or maybe we should be taking a little bit more time and asking that extra question, because you never know what that next person is going through. You know, this is affecting people differently. You know, is it affecting everybody the same way? No, it's not. So so maybe this is one of those things. And I think, I'm not sure who said it, but they're bringing the hospitality back into hospitality, because that's what we're here to do. And maybe a little bit more empathy on both sides of the fence is a good thing. It is a good thing. So I think maybe we need to understand and talk more and communicate more and be more transparent with what's going on. And I think that's going to be some good stuff that comes out of what's happening in this situation. I had a couple questions here, and this, I'm just throwing this out here. Will we survive this? And what I mean by that, will our businesses survive what's going on?
I'd like to chime in on that.
Please.
As someone who is 100% commission, and knowing that money is going to change here in about another week or two, you know, March. And it might even be changing now, because if I'm a hotel and I'm looking at what bills I'm going to pay with what funds I have, some commission checks may not get cut. I'm anticipating that. The thing that I've shared, though, is I don't care if you are a dishwasher at a restaurant or a hotel, or if you are a basketball player or a baseball player and you're not getting to continue your season. We're looking at folks that could be in, you know, five digit incomes to seven digit incomes, that, you know, everybody's being impacted by this. And we as a society either live below our means, within our means, or above our means. And the folks that live below and within their means are going to be okay. The folks that live, you know, the straddle the fence, living within their means and above their means, that's where the challenges are going to happen. But I'm also hearing that there is a lot of relief with regard to small business loans. And some of the, I actually have, I work with the SBDC. I always
SBDC.
Say that. Yes, BDC. Mm-hmm. And they are sharing that monies have been released. San Diego had monies released and the system crashed because so many people went in and then they tried to change how they were going to do it. You also have the SBA loans and there was another loan entity, CDCSBF. Is also someone that's available to do loans. And the woman that I was talking to that coaches me on my social media, she shared that on Friday they got all new information. And by the time we had our coaching call at 10:30 yesterday, that information was obsolete. So the, you know, there is some hope of some sort of relief if you are directly impacted by COVID-19, and our industry obviously has been.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that information. Michelle, you were saying something? The other Michelle.
Yeah, sure. So, I, you know, the name of my business is Alignment Advising, and how I came up with that is it's really the idea that when you're in alignment, whether you're an organization or you're an individual, being in alignment allows you to reach your maximum potential. So how I view this whole global shift, because that's really what it is that we are all being forced to look at what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your personal life. We are now having to sort through what are the priorities and what does that look like? So it actually, for me, I think is like we're trying to say there are positives, there are lessons to be learned. And to Michelle's point, you know, you're either living below your means, within your means or above your means. And if you're out of alignment, quote unquote, you're going to have to shift. And so if you've planned, if you're a company that has planned for, hey, I've got 6 months of knowing how to keep afloat if no business is coming through the doors, good for you. Same as if you're an individual. But I really think that this is kind of the sticking point is that we're all being forced to look at what we're doing and what's of value. And how do we collaborate with others? And how do we work as a global society? I think that's more evident than it's ever been that, you know, we are all connected. So I see this probably benefiting a lot of people from the standpoint that they're going to learn how to maybe stay within those means. And that's actually a positive thing. So not to minimize the distress or the crisis as a whole, but it is also a tool that we can learn from.
Very good. Very good. So just for people that are joining in, we're here on air with Russell of Hotels. We're talking to three creatives and I specifically wanted three creatives on this particular show because you know, we're all entrepreneurs. This thing has affected us just like it's affected everyone else, especially if you, like Michelle Murphy just mentioned, we rely on 100% commission to do our jobs, right? So, so I wanted specific creatives on just to get their take on this and how it's affecting them. So that's the reason for some of the questions that I'm asking, because we need to know, and everyone needs to know, and we're talking about being transparent. You know, how does this affect us? How does this affect people that are having meetings? You know, cancellations, postponements. Regardless, if it's a cancellation or postponement, it's affecting us, right? So that's why I want to bring it up. Sam Thompson, you have something to say about that?
Yes, sir. I love that question. Are we going to make it? And you know me, and I'm a man of faith, and I'm not ashamed to give my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the praise and all the glory. It's because of him I took a leap of faith to leave a corporate job and do this business in the first place over 4 years ago. Failure is not an option for us three on this call. Four of us on this call, we all have our own business.
Exactly.
And so because of we all took a leap of faith, we're on this forum together. So we don't have a choice but to push forward and adjust and shift and pivot where we need to pivot. I'm excited about what these ladies have shared because it's real, it's authentic. And when you talk about collaboration, when you talk about family, when you talk about we're all connected, as Michelle C. said, she's preaching right there to me. We can't get through this without lifting each other up. And so I want to name a couple people that have called to exemplify that example of family. Gabe Romero, Cher Downing, Jennifer Schaefer, Suman Diamond Pendleton, Debbie Vale, Veronica Rivera, Veronica Byers, Abigail Fernandez, Jana Odomova. These are all people that called to say, hey, Sam, how are you doing? And most of them are hotel people. And so this industry is the best, is first in class in checking up on each other. The hospitality should not be taken for granted. And we've been reminded of that. And so we're going to make it. We just got to adjust how we do it. And these people have called to say, if you need a couple dollars, call me. And I'm doing the same for people that just got furloughed today. If you need something, call me. And so our pastor and first lady made dinner for us last night, knowing that my business has been impacted and no commissions are coming in for several months. So this is a time to swallow your pride, extend an olive branch because someone's going to extend it to you. And I'm excited to be with these ladies that are speaking to that because that's how we're going to make it through the storm. It's just that compassion and empathy that we're all going through this together. Unlike 9/11, and the financial crisis of 2008 and 9, it didn't impact globally on this scale. Everyone's taking a nail, as I say to my boys back home. Everyone's taking a loss on this. And that's forced us to be humble about where we are, whether you have your own business or whether you've been furloughed. We're all in this together. So I'm really excited what's going to happen towards the end of this year to see how we made it through this together. And I think that's the message that we got to keep extending, that this is all new for all of us, and we're all here to just keep each other encouraged. So that's how I feel about it.
No, that's good. I love that. I love that. I love that. You know, you're sharing your faith, and I appreciate that, and I really do, because that, I mean, that hits home for me as well. I mean, mm-hmm. We do things on faith. We you know, we don't worry. We just go out because, you know, we shouldn't worry. The Bible tells us we shouldn't worry. We should just go out there and do what we need to do. Am I right?
Hey, I took a walk. I took a walk last week and the birds were still singing. So if the birds are still singing in the morning and they don't have the issues we have, come on now. We're all right. We're all blessed well in this call. We're going to be okay. So I just had to give I had to bring faith into the equation because I think a lot of us can use that right now.
Hey, I love it. I love it. So, and it goes to, and I love what you said, not just the faith part, but the part that, you know, people reached out to your hotel partners or friends or people maybe you hadn't done business with, but we know each other because we see each other at these shows and things like that. So the whole outpouring of, you know, people just making a phone call and sending an email, just checking on you, making sure you're okay. I mean, you know, a day doesn't go by that I get a text, you know, hey, I just want to make sure you're okay, you know, keep your head up, that kind of thing. So, I appreciate those. And I appreciate everyone that has done that for me as well. And I appreciate you being transparent with that, because that makes sense. Because you said together, we can get through this, right? Separately, no, it's not going to happen. But the industry, the entire industry, and I'm just talking about our industry now at this point, the hospitality industry, we need to, you know, get together and have things like this where we can, you know, talk about our issues that are going on, and maybe we can make things, you know, make things a little better. I mean, we have Zoom technology. We have all this technology now to still probably meet more frequently than we met before. So, I mean, if this resonates with anyone, I mean, we need to do that. We need to get on Zoom calls and see how things are, how people are doing. And that was another thing I was going to say. Well, what you know, moving forward, what can we do to make sure that we're, you know, still remaining positive, still communicating to everybody, still letting people know that we're, you know, we're here and we're still operating. And that goes for, you know, third parties as well as, you know, our hotel partners, our CVB partners, or whoever. So what do we do to make sure that happens, to ensure that happens? Go ahead. You can answer this.
I'll chime in. I think, you know, I see this as another gift that we've been given. Mm. We've kind of have hit the pause button. I read someone wrote on Facebook, you know, I'm grateful that I don't have to just do one more email or make one more phone call, that I'm at home with my kids and my husband. And, you know, and I had been saying 2 weeks ago, it feels like the pause button's been hit. Mm-hmm. So all of the things that I want to do to put more infrastructure into Avery Murphy and grow the company, I now have the luxury of that time.
Yeah.
And to Michelle's point, people are continuing to take an even deeper look. And the folks that I have talked to, it's like, is this what I really want to do? Do mm-hmm. do I want a job? Or do I want to do something that calls to me on a deeper level? So I think that there is going to be a shift, and I like the two words that both Michelle and Sam used. Michelle used alignment and Sam used faith. And I think that people will, I personally believe we're all still in a bit of shock because this isn't, we haven't experienced anything like this. I don't watch the news. I made a personal choice over 25 years ago to not watch the news. I got a phone call from my mother 3 weeks ago. Michelle, you need to watch the news. this is happening and it's impacting your business and you really might want to be informed about this. So
I'm putting you on my call list now, Michelle. I'm a call.
You need to watch the news. And but for someone who doesn't watch the news, I have two apps that a friend passed along to me and I'm watching to see what the statistics are. And Michelle and I, as we corresponded and she made the introduction to for us, Russell, she shared flatten the curve. And now I'm watching these graphs and, you know, I'm going to put a little shout out there. There's two states that when I looked this morning that are still in red. Come on, guys. You might want to at least put some social distancing in place so that we can get out of this faster.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly.
But it's, you know, I'm still not going to continue to watch the news, but I want to be informed. You know, knowledge is for an income, what we do with the income once we earn it, and how we behave, not just with everybody else, but how we behave with ourselves. That's, I think that these are going to be some gifts that are unbelievable that we will have after this. And it's unfortunate that it takes something like this to have that shift, but I believe that is what our future holds. That's the space I want to hold for everybody in our future.
I love that. I love that. Michelle Carlin.
Sure. Just to piggyback off of what Michelle said, I mean, I this is, as I said before, a global shift. Is this a bad April Fool's joke? No, it's not. This is the new reality of not just the hospitality industry, but just life. And it gives us an opportunity to awaken, whether it's to your faith or to yourself individually and trying to understand your role within, you know, your backdrop that you're in, so to speak. And, you know, I would just say what I'm seeing, even with the hospitality industry, is it was such a super engine, if you will, this engine that just goes and goes and goes. And you're like, is that sustainable? Well, I think we have our answer. I don't think it was sustainable. If it was, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now, right? So again, there's that recalibration and that adjustment and that alignment. And we're going to have to keep moving towards that. And to Michelle's point, yeah, I think we're all in a little bit of shock, to say the least. When things do settle down and kind of a clearer vision reveals itself, we'll see that all the illusion fell away, right? And what's real is what's going to be standing. And so that's what I'm holding in my mind, is that this is peeling away the layers like an onion, right? To get to the real stuff. And so if we can continue that collaboration and really supporting each other, because you're right, we all took a nail with this. No one is untouched. Some people, you know, their health is affected. Some, you know, their personal life is affected. Some, their business is affected, or it's all of those and much more. But again, I think just continuing to take one day at a time is, and just holding that space for being grateful. And the more things that we can be grateful for, even through this really difficult process, the better.
Very good. Thank you. I have one other question. I mean, we're winding down a little bit here. It's about 1:47. We've had some good conversation. We're with two Michelles, Michelle Avery Murphy, we're Michelle Carlin, and we're with Samuel Thompson.
Hey, Russell,
we're talking about, yes.
Russell, I think we need to do this every week now. I like these two ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to set a new show. Forget the talk shows on TV. We need to do this on a regular basis.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. And it's funny, and I have to admit that this was Michelle Carlin's idea. When she was on my show several weeks ago, she said, hey, you ever thought about doing a panel interview? I said, no, I haven't. She said, and she mentioned you two people two of the guests, right? So you guys came highly sought after and highly you're highly respected and things like that. And I did my I already knew you, Sam, but I did my research on Michelle Avery Murphy. And it's funny, I don't think I've met you before, Michelle, formally, but I know people that work for you or work with you. And they spoke highly of them, and they were very polished and professional. So that just attributes, it comes back, comes down to you, right? So that's, you can see that. So thank you very much. But I do appreciate you guys for being on here, because I wasn't sure, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure how the show was going to go, all right? Because I didn't, you know, I didn't know the line of questions I was going to ask, but I came up with, you know, several of them, and you guys nailed it. I mean, you guys... And it's like I said, it's all about being transparent. You guys were real open and honest about things. That's what I want. I purposely don't tell people what the questions are, because I want people to be, you know, as open, as honest as they can. I don't want things to be rehearsed. And I've always said that on the show. When people come on, they're questions that you should be able to answer, right? So they're not hard questions. So with that being said, I want to make sure that you guys get your brand and your companies out. So please, Michelle. Michelle Avery Murphy, tell me a little bit about your company. I mean, I did the little intro, but tell me, you know, and I don't know, in a paragraph, tell me about your company.
Sure. I left and completed my relationship with Helms Briscoe because I'm really passionate about education. I love personal and professional growth. And I found when I was with Helms Briscoe, I was teaching meeting planners why hotels are sold out and that they really are sold out. And likewise, I had clients that were state government clients that were more appropriate to be at a limited service property. And a decade ago, when I first started to do site selection, limited service properties didn't know that the value proposition for working with a site selection organization is the same. So I have started to do workshops to help meeting planners understand how to make the most out of services like ours and how to put things in requests for proposals so that they get the best responses that they can get from hotels. And I've also just recently launched a webinar to teach hotel sales professionals on how to get the most out of their relationships with their site selection professionals. And that is talk about adapting. At the end of the webinar, I sell the Hospitality Sales Masterclass, and because I'm so passionate about it and I don't want people to miss out on it, and now that people have more of a time commodity than the resource commodity, I am working to fill the first class that we're doing here this year on April 8th. In addition to, thank you for talking about our rock stars. That's what I call our associates because they really are rock stars. Looking to grow the team with key individuals. So that's a little bit about Avery Murphy.
Very good. Give me your website.
AveryMurphy.com.
Very good. Thank you so much. Sam Thompson, Sync Meeting Management.
Hey. Sync Meeting Management is simply a full service event planning company. Myself and my co-founder, Matt Diamond, started it over 4 years ago. It'll be 5 years in October. We do everything from start to finish, from site selection, sourcing, and event logistics. So we handle all the moving parts. We have a team from here to East Coast, and we can be anywhere you need us to be. We work anywhere in the globe, except for right now. We're doing this virtually. So and we partner with other third parties as well. So we're not a competition. We're collaborators. We've worked with other full service companies to help meet the needs of the client. It's our tagline is bringing planners and partners together, and we live off of that. It's really about everyone else, not about us. And we like to say we partner with the best of the best, and we're trying to continue to grow. So I owe Michelle Murphy a call. She's been on me for the last year to do some collaboration. So this is really awesome to meet and collaborate on this call because it's been genuine. And I know Michelle C when she was with Visit Newport, and we sent business to her. And I was with Marriott. I was working out of Newport hotels all the time. So our collaboration just continues. Me in this role as a full service event planner is not limited to just you working with Sync. We can work with anybody that wants to be at the table with us and can use our services as well. So that's it.
You know what, Sam, you know, you're something else. Okay. Okay. Let me just say this. Sam is the, see, I learned from everybody, right? I learned to Michelle to, okay, let's do this panel. Okay. She basically forced me to do this panel, but anyway, which is a good thing. But you, Sam, you forced me to be more collaborative, if that's a good word to use. Mm-hmm. Because I tell you, if this was a year ago, I would not have done this. I would not have had two people that do the same things that I do on the show. Because I was thinking, you know, oh, they can take business away from me, this and that. Mm-hmm. But then you kept throwing that this collaboration with the C word. You kept throwing that out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and we share things. We go to a lot of shows together. You invited me to the, I think the turning point is when you called me and invited me to that meeting at Google, that workshop at Google.
Yeah, Google Forum. Yeah.
Exactly. That was amazing. So Sam invited me to that. And then after that, I said, you know what? It is all about connecting with people and collaborating. It's not about they're taking stuff from me, because there's enough business for everybody out there, right?
There's too much business out there for everybody. I mean, when I was on the hotel side, we used to get frustrated with certain third parties wouldn't call us back. So last thing I want to do is be a third party that doesn't call you back. So, and we've been invited to the dance by other third parties and our CVB reps. We always copy our CVB teams on our RFPs. So we just figured everyone just wants to do their job. So why would we limit you doing your job? Just
exactly.
So
I'm saying that to say I appreciate you, man. I really appreciate you, you know, pushing me that way and teaching me a little something. So I do appreciate it. And I always, one thing about me, if I learn something from somebody, I'm going to let them know that I appreciate that. So
awesome.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much. And last but certainly not least, Michelle Carlin, tell me a little bit about Alignment Advising.
Sure thing. So I formed Alignment Advising last December, actually, having spent over two decades in the DMO CBB space, if you will. And I worked with Michelle, I worked with Sam in various roles that I had in different destinations, helping meeting planners and third parties place their events and their programs. But, you know, my passion is to really help organizations and individuals get to what I call your best success realized, which is my tagline for my company. And so I'm working again with all types of industries. Most of my clients are in the hospitality space. But again, looking at strategic planning, organizational development, which involves a process optimization, resource alignment or adjustment, marketing and sales support. So maybe like task force work for hotels or DMOs. But then also individuals who are either in a career transition and they need help rewriting their resume, or they need coaching with interviewing skill set because they haven't been looking for a job for many years. And so they're out of practice with that. But also providing, again, that professional development for folks who want support with how to be a good leader. And so I really offer a suite of services. It's all customized based on what my clients' needs are. And I go through a whole discovery process with them, trying to understand, you know, what obstacles are they trying to overcome, and what do they think holds them back from being that best success. And so I do that process. I come up with an action plan that really is something that can be implemented. And so they walk away with the ability to realize that.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. You know, as we're talking, my producer, show producer, Ronan, he texts me and said, I can go a couple minutes over because it's a great show. Can you believe that? He's never said that before, right? he's always trying to get me off the show. He said, well, you're going over. But he said, take a couple more minutes. So I'm going to ask this last question, okay? And I brought this up on the show last week. And I'm sure it'd be more for Sam and the other Michelle, but will the 10% commission be back?
Oh. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with yes. It just got real.
It just got real.
If I may,
please
just say this. I empathize with what everyone has gone through. And I realize that the hotel sales professionals that have been furloughed and laid off, I can appreciate that. I know that hotel executives have given up their salaries and had 50% off, and a lot of teams have taken 20% pay cuts. And we know exactly what that feels like. We know exactly what that feels like when we were given a 30% decrease. And so I'm going to go with yes, the 10% will be coming back.
Thank you.
It's an abundant universe. It's an abundant universe. to your point, Russell, about what you learned from Samuel, that this is it's a $100 billion global industry. It'll take some time for it to come back, but it will come back. And there is more than enough for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Samuel Thompson.
Oh, that's a hot seat question, man. You know, Eminem, she sized it up perfectly. But I will give you a little counter. Because I'm seeing hotels closing and furloughs being applied and dished out, these ownership groups have a huge responsibility to the ones that make the magic happen. I would certainly hope 10% would come back. That would infuse the industry with more revenue streams and taking care of the ones that are driving business to their hotels. But unfortunately, I'm seeing where they're stopping the bleeding is to cut revenues off and cut salaries and cut jobs. So it doesn't bode well for them to want to offer us or planners 10% when they're cutting the staff that makes it happen. But I'm prayerful that we will return to a new normalcy. It won't be the new norm, but it'll be a new norm. And I'm praying that they will see the value in what we're doing as third-party planners and industry folks, that we're the ones that make it happen on the ground level. It's our relationships, it's our families, it's our industry families that we cultivate and care for that is driving business and meetings and events. And hopefully we'll be rewarded for that. But right now, they're just looking at the bottom line. So we pray for them and their decision-making to keep people on staff. And we pray for them and their decision-making to right the wrongs, because this is a reset. This is a pause for all of us to evaluate what matters most. but I don't know if it's coming in 2020, maybe 21.
Okay.
But if Michelle Murphy runs for a presidency in this industry, she's got my vote. I would love 10%. I would like 14%. You know, but it's a long way to go. We're still on the tip of the iceberg with this pandemic.
Exactly.
We don't know how big the mountain is yet. So, but great question.
Yeah, of course, I'm thinking future. Whenever this is said and done,
okay.
And we, like you said, we don't know when it's said and done. I didn't mean right now, today,
okay.
Because
yeah.
You know, nothing like that. But I meant when this does come back, and then we're able to, you know, for business that's already been booked, there's nothing we can do about that.
Of course,
I mean, we're just either moving it to another date. I mean, and no one should get credit for that, for moving to another date, nor should we get commission off of that. The contract signed, the contract's already signed.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving forward, if, you know, moving to 21, and, you know, throughout the year, so will it be back? I mentioned this last week, and that was one of the things I said, you know what, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it will be back. That's what I said last week. So
love it. The claim it.
So this, exactly. So this is nothing that I put you guys on the spot, because I already put me on the spot last week. So, but I appreciate you guys being as open and candid with that question.
Russell, don't get me in trouble with people calling me. You said as an expert on the Russell show, you're going to get 10%. No, Michelle Murphy said that. Michelle Murphy said that. I'll be your VP, Michelle. I'll be your VP.
All right. We're winding down here. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. I mean, it was great. I mean, it's like I said, it's the first panel, hopefully first of many. And I definitely appreciate you guys, you and Michelle C being on it two times, or one other time before. And then Michelle Avery Murphy, I do appreciate you coming in and giving us insight. And like I said, it's great to have three creatives that think independently. You guys have your own thoughts, and you're not afraid to tell us what you think about. But it all comes together, though. We all ended up basically on the same page, but we got there different ways. So I do appreciate that. And with that, before we sign off, you guys have any last parting words? And we'll start with you, Sam.
Just short and sweet. Thank you, Russell. Thank you to both Michelles, for especially Michelle C, for inviting me to be part of the forum and making recommendation to Russell to have me back. Michelle Murphy, thank you for your professionalism and reaching out over the last year, trying to get me on the phone with you. Last year was a busy year, and we had plans to be even busier this year, but now I have time on my hands. So we will be talking. I got a lot of time now. But honored, it's truly an honor to be on your show, Russell. You're doing a great job in paying it forward and keeping us all abreast on today's topics. You have an amazing forum, and I want to encourage you to keep pushing forward. And I thank you all for the opportunity to be teed up and aligned with great people. So enjoyed it.
This.
Enjoyed it again, man. Twice
thank
in
you
one
so
year,
much.
That's awesome. Thank you.
It may be another time. You never know.
Hey, I'm here. I got time.
All right. Michelle Avery Murphy.
I'm going to piggyback on what Sam shared. I am grateful. Thank you, Michelle, for the introduction. And Russell, thank you for having me on the show. And it's nice to spend more time with you, Sam. And I'm grateful that we are really in an abundant universe. And
yeah.
I would just like to piggyback to where you were giving a shout out to Sam about collaboration and lack of competition. As I shared, you know, we're in an industry that's $100 billion global industry. And if, you know, I'm going to be shameless here. If you are a meeting planner and Russell is somebody that you think you'd like to hang out with more, give him a call. If Sam's yeah. someone that you'd like to hang out with more, give him a call. Because we're here to support you and navigate this and advise you as we go through all of this. And Michelle, I know that when you're working with any of your clients, they are going to come out of working with you better than they could have ever imagined. So, you know, I just want us to all be successful. And when we're successful, those that we serve are successful as well.
Thank you so much. Well put. And last but certainly not least, my friend, Miss Michelle Carlin.
Oh, Russell, thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled to see this come to fruition. I thank you for taking my recommendation. I have lots of ideas for you. So when you need someone to brainstorm with, call me.
I know you do, and I appreciate that.
And thank you to Sam and Michelle for being here. It was just delightful. I'm completely re-energized and actually extremely grateful because both Sam and Michelle and Russell, you know, we've kept up our relationships. They've ebbed and flowed over the years, but it's just nice to see that, you know what, that is what's real. And that's just so valuable to me. And I just will close with the idea that I am here. If anyone just needs some advice, I am happy to, you know, spend a little bit of time with you and just hear what you're dealing with and what you're going through, whether you're an individual or you're a business. I'm here to serve you and to really get you to a place where you feel confident in moving forward. So thank you again.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you three. And I just, in parting, I just want to say, for anyone that's listening and watching out there, this is a forum. It's open forum for you guys to come on and tell your story. And that's the reason why I started the show, is that everyone has a story to tell, right? Mm-hmm. And in these times, we need to tell more stories because we're dealing with, in someone, I think Michelle Murphy had mentioned that she doesn't watch TV. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on TV that are negative. And we need to need more positive energy that's going on. If that means you come on the show to tell me about your story, we talk about things, that's what we do, right? That's what the show's about. So that's when I started the show a year ago. It was about people in our industry coming on and sharing their stories. So there's nothing hard about the questions I ask. The things I ask are the things that you should know anyway. So, and why not? You get to talk about your brand. You get to talk about you. Every salesperson likes to talk about themselves anyway. So why not come on the show? But and one thing I just want to say before I get off, Michelle Carlin, okay, she's so organized, right? So yesterday, right before I sent out an email to everybody to let everybody know, you know, thank you for, you know, agreeing to be on the show, whatever. She already sends me an email. Before I got a chance to just hit send, she sends me an email and says, what's going on? Are we Zooming tomorrow? Are we, you know, what is that?
Conference calling.
Are we conference calling? What's going on? I need to know. I'm like, and I had to call. I said, Michelle, just relax. I'm just posing an email now. I'm going to send it out. I'm going to explain everything. But she is just on top of things. And I appreciate that. I'm saying that to say this. I appreciate
you are welcome.
Being on top of the situation. You want to make sure everything went well. And it did. And part of that has to do with you. So thank you so much for introducing me to Michelle Avery Murphy and mentioning Sam. I mean, Sam was the first name out of her mouth. So I do appreciate that. And I told Sam that too. I called Sam and said, hey, you come highly recommended. So you got to do the show. So,
I don't know what I did wrong out there. What put me on this forum, but so flattered.
But anyway, thank you guys so much. I mean, keep in touch. What I'll do is get all your information. I mean, I have all your information because I'll put that on the show notes for the radio, for the station, latalkradio.com. That way, because, you know, this becomes a podcast after this, right? So there is an audio version that will be available after this. It'll be out there forever, right? So I know everyone has it on Facebook Live, but it will be a radio show or a podcast after this. So with that, we're going to close out. I'm going to close out with this one African proverb that Amani Roberts, DJ Amro, shared with me years ago. And I use this all the time. You guys have heard it before, but it resonates today. If you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I thank you guys so much for being on air with Russell Hotels, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. Enjoy your day, be safe, and let's talk soon.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again.
Wow.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.